know what I'm saying? Alright, so it's your boy, the janitor. I'm sipping on that Remy, you Femi, dude. Anyhow, so it's been a while since I've been back on a live, on a strive, on a... No, I'm just playing. All right, but anyhow, I'm just tuning back in, trying to, you feel me, let everybody know that I'm still alive and well and doing my goddamn thing, even though God ain't got a damn thing to do with it. Nah, but I'm just... So, honestly, I don't even know where I was at the last time I recorded. I was probably over at my boy Chew's house. Talk about some dumb bullshit or whatever, but, recently, I just moved over to Colorado Springs, in Colorado, to be exact, you know. It was kind of a random, you feel me, little spiel. Not necessarily random, you feel me. Me and this one motherfucker got into some shit, you feel me. We handled the business, and then from there, it just got more dramatized through extended family members. My fault. I've been drinking on this Remy more than you, Femi. Oh, you Femi. Like a real hoe-ass bitch. No, I'm just playing. But, sipping on that cognac, fine champagne, bitch. But, nah, I ain't got no guests today. I ain't got nobody I'm talking to or rocking with today. But, you know what I'm saying? I've been out here in Colorado for about 2 months, maybe a month. Let me see. Where are we at? We're in, we are in April, so March. I came out here on June 30th. So I've been out here for a month, 2 months, and a week. Damn near, to be exact. But anyhow, the air's cleaner. The water's better. The checks. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? They be out here. They be doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not as racist as it was in Texas. It's not as infested with fucking insects. And things that just want to kill you. Well, no cap. In the mountains, there's shit that wants to kill you, like the cougars, the lions, the, you feel me, the leopards, the rattlesnake, the different kinds of snakes. You know what I'm saying? But rather than that, motherfuckers is cool out here. It's a little bit like Cali, but not at all. They're saying that it's the fifth most place, it's the fifth most expensive place to live in the U.S. But I doubt it. Gas out here, fam, is $2.50. Milk in Cali is talking about $6. Out here it's like $3, if that. I don't know, bro. Like yes, it snows 8 out of the 12 months that's here. You know what I'm saying? It's 3 to 4 months of beautiful sunshine. Rather than that, you don't, you see the sun, but like 2 minutes, you know? Like, you see it throughout the day. But here and my boy, like, here and there, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little random. So let me get back to how I moved out here. So I got, you feel me, I got into some shit. Extended family members on both sides of the party ended up getting involved, and it almost became an all-out war type shit. So motherfuckers decided to part ways and get scoot up out of there before, you feel me, I didn't want to get into all that, but like, motherfuckers were probably going to end up dying. More on their side than mine. But, and I'm not laughing because it's like an evil thing, but it's true. It's a fact. Just, you know, whatever. Anyhow, it had been a devastating situation. So I separated myself from the situation because of the people that I loved that couldn't even comprehend what even life was. Therefore, you feel me, cheering. Little ass cheering, you know what I'm saying? So, my sister, shout out to that stupid bitch, you know what I'm saying? Follow her at Rosie Plines or whatever the fuck her stupid ass Instagram name is. You know what I'm saying? She held me down like a real nigga, like a real sister, you know what I'm saying? She told me to come out here. She told me to slide out here. It's easier, it's better. She had already been living here like 2 years plus. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what? All right, cool. I'm gonna go ahead and rock with it. I bought my ticket. I got everything that I needed to get aligned to be able to get myself out here. She helped me with everything else that was on this side of the, you feel me, continent to get squared out. Therefore, as in a ride from the airport to where I was gonna be staying for at least a week until I figured my shit out. And I actually came out here with some cool amount of money, but I got fucked over and scammed on some rooms. And that didn't really go so well. So I was staying at her. shout out Leah, you feel me? Leah. shout out Leah to let me stay at her house for like almost 2 weeks. But anyhow, pretty much, we kicked it with her partner for the one night, and she ended up falling in love with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, she felt a real nigga and where a nigga is coming from, like, you know. Nah, but anyhow, she let me stay for like a week or two. She thought I was cute or whatever, you know what I mean? I was gonna hit, but I didn't, but I was, but like, I should. But like, anyhow, let me move forward. So, I ended up not hitting, okay? Keeping the respectable boundaries of respectable boundaries. You know what I mean? My sister ended up saying for the whole week, too, that I probably could have played a role in why I didn't hit. But, anyways, she's a really nice and sweet person. Not my sister. My sister's a bitch and evil cold witch. But her friend. Her friend's a really sweet, nice, you know, angelic-like person. Not angelic, but like, you know, she's cool. She's cool. Anyways, I got scammed out of the rooms. I was gonna stay at a shelter. Damn. I remember that. I was gonna stay at a shelter. And I was going to go ahead and lower myself to that kind of circumference of life. But I just, my sister wouldn't let me, honestly. I ended up asking some real homies, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Zach, you know what I'm saying? He'd been on my podcast before with Chewy, the Lonely Boys podcast. But, he shot me some money and I was able to get me a really good deal out here with some guy named Joshua. RIP my brother Joshua, who just died this past year, actually, since Texas. Damn, I forgot all about that. Since the last time you guys heard from me, I believe I was out in Texas, but when I was out in Texas, my brother ended up dying and I ended up going back to California to go see that, you know, the family. And kind of dealing with the whole situation. I think you guys actually did, because I was kind of talking about the situation and how it was kind of like a murder case kind of thing. Anyways, it still hasn't really been necessarily solved, but you know, I've moved on and let go. Me and Chewy were actually supposed to do a fucking podcast tonight, but his punk ass didn't fucking follow through like a bitch. But, you know, so I'll go on without him. You know, the show must go on, brother. But anyways, I'm about to hit this weed. Hold on. Anyways, I ended up moving back to California, stayed in California, moved out of California because of a situation that happened with me and said friend. And from there, I moved to Colorado from my sister's friend's house to an Airbnb to living with my sister, actually, at her house that I wasn't supposed to be living at, but this house was so fucking huge. It was actually like 3 stories. Maybe it was like 4 stories, but like 3 stories. It had a downstairs, a mid-level, or like a lower mid-level, a mid-level, which was the ground level, and then there was the upstairs, which was like the attic area / the upstairs. And then there was like a pool, you know. It was in a forest. Sorry, I'm cracking my back. Anyways, I stayed there for about 2 months. I ended up working at a water restoration company called ServPro. A lot of you might have heard of it because it's a national company. But, worked for them for a week, maybe two. And then my sister told me she's fucking pregnant. You know, she's gonna hear this pretty soon, but it doesn't matter because the baby's dead. But no, I'm just playing. No, that's not funny. Hey, that's not funny. But this is a true story. So, she told me she was pregnant. I kind of knew it because she was kind of being bitchy, you feel me? Being the, like, kind of pregnant woman that a pregnant woman would be. And, like, not to be, like, an asshole or whatever. But, like, you know, I've seen 6 different women pregnant. And it's not fun nor pretty throughout the entire 9 fucking months. Alright? So, whatever motherfucking man is out there, oh, it ain't shit. Just stick your back up and fucking do it. I'll beat the shit out of you, you know what I'm saying? Because women gotta deal with it all. I mean, and this is coming from a man, you know what I mean? Like, I got a deep-ass voice, like, you feel me? Like, motherfuckers hear me, like, you feel me? Real talk. Women gotta go through it through pregnancy, you know what I mean? Like, I heard that even a man passing a kidney stone through their fucking nutsack in through their dick hole doesn't fucking compare to what a woman has to deal with just carrying, whatever the fuck you want to say, for another human being for 9 months, and then let alone push it out. So, anyhow, my point is, she ended up going back to California, where she said she would never go. Hypocritical ass bitch, fucking two-timing ass. No, I'm just playing. I don't even know what to say about backs. No. Going on your back on your word ass, fucking, I don't know. I can say what I want. That's my sister. Fuck you, bitch. But anyways, she met this cool guy. You know what I'm saying? He's cool. I fucks with my mans. He still ain't gave me the iPad that I was trying to cop, like, you feel me, for, like, the past 3 weeks that he said he got online. But, like, I guess he don't got online. But anyhow, what happened?
She ended up moving back to California, and I don't know how it happened, but unfortunately, you know, things happen. The baby didn't make it, and it's very unfortunate. It's, you know, it sucks because it took a toll. It took a real toll on my sister. I don't know. So she's been in, back in California. So during some point when during the time that she told me she was pregnant, and during the time that she was still here and I was still going to work, she was letting me use her car. I was driving down there. She was shooting me rides, swooping me daily. I met my coworker, my boy. I don't even really know if he wants me to shoot his name out there like that, but, like, you know, it's Domingo, because, you know, motherfuckers can't really find anybody off just the first name, you feel me? But anyways, he ended up letting me, he ended up talking to his wife and letting me run a room out from his pad after some shit done just went down with his own family blood. You know, I just, I don't know, I, got blessed and I was able to take a, you know, a room, a master bedroom with a walk-in closet for a very good price. Once in a lifetime opportunity, you know, I just took it around with it, really. Ow, fuck. That was my funny bone. So,
I'm finna pee right quick, y'all. Y'all got me fucked up.
I'm kind of drunk right now, too, so could be another thing. But everything that I am saying is a true story.
Yeah, anyways, yeah.
So, anyways, so, I've been here, about 3 weeks, coming up in a month, 2 weeks, something like that, got a lovely bedroom, lovely people that I live with, my boy, his wife, and his daughter, you know, no regrets. Colorado's a beautiful state, it really is. It's still a building state. What I mean by that is, there's a lot of natives that I've met here that are actually hella unhappy, that a lot of motherfuckers from every stretch, and when I mean every continent, or I'm sorry, every fucking state in the continent, I mean every state in the continent, people have moved to Colorado. But Colorado's also a very heavy military occupied state. So
a lot of military people move here. Army people, Air Force people, all branches of the, even all the way to the Space Force branch, which is the newest branch of military. Families, extended family members, and all kinds of sorts of people move here. And, I don't know, just fun fact, I was living in Black Forest in Colorado, which is, some of you guys might know where that is. And what it is, but you know, if you don't, I'll tell you right now, it's one of the most haunted places in America because we genocided a lot of most of Native Americans in that area. I don't say we like we Mexicans, but I say we as in we Americans. Because if you consider yourself an American, then you're taking part of that genocide, that mass murder. But if you don't, then you're discluded from that, you know? I don't necessarily, you know, care. I mean, I do, but, like, I don't. You know, it was so far behind me. I didn't really have a fucking role to play within it, but I know my ancestors did. You know what I'm saying? Because of my kind of heritage. But, anyways, I don't know, Colorado's great. I want to go visit the Royal Gorge Bridge. I want to go hit the Alpine Coaster, roller coasters. I want to go hit the Alpine Slides. Definitely want to go hit the Rocky Mountains. I want to go up to Wyoming, up to Utah. I am in the smack dab middle of the continent. I can go to any state that I want to that's around me, and it wouldn't be more than a day of a drive's worth of time. Being in California, I wanted to get to Colorado. That's a day's time. Getting to New York, that's fucking 2-3 days time, you know what I mean? But, like, not being in Colorado, that's only a day's time to get to New York type shit, so... If I want to go on a cruise, for me, drive down to Florida, which is only about, before I talk out of my ass, let me go ahead and look that up real quick. Guarantee it's not going to be more than 22 hours. If that, drive from here to, let's go to... To West Florida. 33 hours. But still, it's fucking pretty far. I drive to Kansas, Missouri, Tennessee, and Georgia, and then boom, head into Florida. Okay. But it's a lot closer than fucking driving from Cali, let's say. Let's say we drove from East Oakland, California, to Key West, Florida. Boy, that's a fucking 48-hour drive. But along the way, there's a lot of construction. So, I mean, I don't know. Anyways, you know, I just wanted to come here, tap in, you feel me? Let my partners, let my brothers know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, right now, for work, I actually, am still doing water restoration. And, things are okay right now. Roommates are lovely. Life is good. I'm staying off drugs. Staying out of trouble. There's been a lot of murder, a lot of bank heists. There's been a couple of fucking mass shootings since I've been here in the past 3 months. Colorado is not a place to play around.
Like I said, people from every stretch of the fucking continent come here, and they're just fucking up the whole system. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that live here don't like us here because we're contaminating the entire land. We're killing off all the animals. We're fucking... I mean, I ain't heard that we're killing off the animals, but I guarantee we're fucking killing off the goddamn animals. I mean, I don't know. We're just an infectious fucking disease that just roams throughout every corner of the fucking world. We done found hidden tribes that we done infested with modern medicine, and now these motherfuckers is getting cancer. You know what I'm saying? I actually just read upon about that not too long ago. Motherfuckers is getting cancer because of modern medicine in the Amazon, in South America, out in boonies in the European jungle. Like, I mean, like, places where a modern civilization hasn't even really hit. And as soon as we touch that fucking land, boom, we infest it and we kill it with trying to help it. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers gotta get woke. You know what I mean? Because if you don't get woke, then how are you gonna be able to dream? I don't know, I'm just drunk, so. But still, no, real talk, fucking. I'm just trying to keep a word and actual action still live out and about, you know, within life. Sheesh. Jesus Christ. I've been a little down, you know what I'm saying? A lot down, actually. But, you know, since I've been out here fucking busy in Colorado, doing what I have to do to make sure I can eat and survive and fucking not die in this fucking cold as ballsack state. Sheesh. It's actually helped me become more of a man. In this state, I can tell you this. In this state, more than Texas, more than New York, more than Puerto Rico, more than California, anywhere in California, my forearms and arms are looking beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's the most work that I've done with my arms in my life consistently within one day. I mean, I done worked at warehouses, construction sites, in the bay. Bitches don't do shit out there. The motherfuckers don't do shit out there. The motherfuckers out here. Bruh, I'm telling you, bruh, the soil of the earth is frozen. Fucking. It's insane out here. When it rains, it's hailing. When it's snowing, it's a blizzard. Fucking people die here daily because of how cold it is. The homeless die, which is, people say, oh, but that's not that bad. It's pretty bad when 50 people a day are dying out here because of how cold it is. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta take that into consideration. It's not a joke out here. It's a fucking real problem. So just being able to survive out here and be able to stay somewhere indoors, nice, looking, warm, Jesus Christ, it's like, it's a problem. But luckily, people from all stretches of the continent also, like I was saying, is and are coming here. So therefore, people are more understanding because of the struggle and the whole nine. So they're kind of actually able and down and willing to help you out. You know, not motherfuckers that just got out here, but, you know, motherfuckers that been here for at least some kind of time. You know what I mean? Who got some kind of the ropes under their hand. Colorado is and probably was one of my best decisions to being able to do for my life. There's a lot of things I love out here. Skiing, snowboarding, dirt biking, hunting, fucking guns, fucking weed. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all out here. Drag racing, street racing, fucking alcohol, fucking it's all out here. Breweries, it's all out here. Even wineries are out here like a motherfucker. So, you know, if you wanna come out here, hit your boy up. It's pretty lit. I mean, I haven't been everywhere just yet, and I haven't really been able to go anywhere except for Garden of the Gods. Denver, Pueblo for some weed. I haven't really been anywhere else, so I mean, like, I don't know. Anyways, me being a little sad, you know, being in Colorado, it's a little depressing just because I don't know anybody out here still. Well, I mean, okay, that's a lie. I have my roommates and a couple of people that I met through friends, through the couple of different jobs that I already took out here. But I've been sticking with this water restoration. So, you know, I made some good ties, met some good people. Shit, I'm living with one of them. As soon as I done met them, like a week or two after, then I met them, you know what I mean? So, I've just been sad, though. Like, I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, about 6 people that are supposed to move out here, maybe 7. You know, one of them's already moved out here. Two of them already moved out here. One of them is in Denver, and she doesn't really hang out with me like that, you know. And my other partner is, I actually think he just left Colorado Springs, actually, and just went back to Cali. My boy Jarvis. But anyways, everyone else is supposed to move out here within the year or the next year. I don't know. I'm gonna have to just work and get myself established out here, you know. I'm gonna have to just fucking stick with it with whatever job that I get next,
Okay,
so the reason why I say that is because I'm probably gonna end up quitting this job to keep it a bean. So, whatever job I end up getting next, I'm gonna have to stick with it and just stay with it. No more tattoos. Maybe, actually. No, I'm definitely gonna get more tattoos, but after I finish the ones that I already have on me. And on top of that, just have to, you know, become a man out here. I done heard out here, if you don't make it, you break it, you get broken. If you don't make it or break it, you get broken. Because it is actually one of the most developing states in the country. Construction-wise and population-wise and business-wise and just in every aspect of the word. So if you don't fucking have some kind of drive to be able to make it out here, you're immediately going to be some kind of bum. Yeah, I mean, some motherfuckers who are our bums out here is because they've been bumming out here since fucking who knows when. You know what I mean? So all the motherfuckers that are coming out here and they see all these bums and then they become bums, they're just fucking dumb, dirty waste of time and space, you know what I mean? But like the people that come out here and then they see that and they kind of understand, damn, I don't want to be like that and I don't even want to see them like that, you know, those are the kind of people that like you need in states like this. So motherfuckers like natives, like Colorado natives, fucking don't set trip, because people out here, you know, racism is out here. I ain't finna cap, like, hey, you know, it's not a joke, like, motherfuckers will shoot you in the face and fucking kill you, but if you mind your business, they mind your business. More so than anywhere else. Like, in Cali, yeah, motherfuckers mind their business, but they look at you ugly and stupid in the face. I mean, out here, they don't care at all. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah, you know, Colorado's the spot. It's the place to be. Anyways, I just wanted to catch up, tap in, you know, let motherfuckers know that I'm alive and doing well. Yeah, just get at me, you know. Pretty soon here, I'm going to have my boy Chewy the Lonely Boys podcast tap in. And, you know, we're going to do a little podcast together, either on my or his channel. So just, tune in. Listen for us on every and all podcast stations that you hear this on. And, you know, thank you and God bless. I'll try not to be lacking so hard, you know. I'll try to stay on my shit, you know. Now that I'm not in California more again or at all, you know, I'll have more time for these kinds of things just because I won't be so as distracted with all my friends and what's going on around me. And you know, feeling like I'm hella cool for this kind of shit. I don't even know why I feel like I thought I was hella cool for this. I just kind of did, you know. But, I'll be trying to open my mind a lot more. So I'll be doing my damn thing, I mean. So stay tuned.